It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. U.S. authorities had been bracing for some sort of terrorist threat ahead of the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and it happened yesterday. A tip coming out of Pakistan indicated there could be some plot targeting Washington, D.C. or New York. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Rassen joins me on the line. And Dina, what are your sources telling you about the threat this morning?
Basically, what we know is that there's either a trusted source in Pakistan or perhaps chatter coming out of Pakistan that indicates that there was some sort of plot in the works or is a plot in the works. And the details are really sketchy. We just know that D.C. or New York City might be involved.
Well, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg apparently took this seriously enough to appear at City Hall last night, along with his police commissioner and an official from the FBI's New York office. I want to give a listen to what he had to say.
Now, the threat at this moment has not been corroborated. I want to stress that. It is credible, but it has not been corroborated. But we do live in a world where we must take these threats seriously, and we certainly will.
And Dean, if Mayor Bloomberg, if other officials are all saying this is credible but not corroborated, what does that tell us? Help us with the meaning there.
It's really referring to how solid the source is, not necessarily if there's more than one. The way it works in journalism, you try and get a second source. If, for example, they have one source who has ties to the actual plot, say a confidential informant, then that one source would have a different impact than an intercepted phone call or an email. I mean, in this case, the important aspect is whether they had faith in the information, and they think it's credible information. They have some faith in it, but they don't think it's rock solid, and they don't have the specificity they'd like.
And there were some pretty alarming initial reports yesterday of possible suspects already in stolen rental trucks. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, exactly. This happens sometimes with these reports. Apparently, there were stolen rental trucks in Kansas City that ended up spinning up into a story about rental trucks actually being used in some sort of terrorism plot. But the FBI has said unequivocally that these trucks that have been stolen have all been accounted for, and they have said unequivocally that there's no connection here to terrorism.
And, of course, part of the reason authorities are so worried about all of this is because of the timing with new information coming out just days before this big anniversary.
That's exactly right. I mean, we know from documents found in the bin Laden compound in Pakistan that Osama bin Laden was very keen to get an attack off for some time around the 10th anniversary. But honestly, until yesterday, there really wasn't any indication that anything was afoot. I mean, the normal chatter they listened for just wasn't there. And many U.S. officials think that al-Qaeda doesn't have the capacity anymore to get off an attack. So they were watching their affiliates and expecting maybe something coming from one of the smaller groups or a smaller bore attack. So that's why this tip has some resonance. But it shouldn't be seen, you know, as more than it is. It's a tip that they're in the process of investigating.
NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Rassen. Thank you, Dina.
You're very welcome.